Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Mr. David Brooks, the Vice President of the Friends of St. Andrew State Park. David, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
So the state park system here in Florida is an excellent asset to really not only the citizens of Florida, but the folks around the country. You know, here in Panama City, in Panama City Beach, we have St. Andrew State Park, which provides not only beach access and amenities like restrooms and whatnot, but also camping opportunities as well. And the Friends of St. Andrews is an organization that wants to support and help that state park specifically. Can you tell me a little bit about what y'all do?
Yeah, I can, but before I start, I just want to make a quick shout out to all my veterans brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. This is Veterans Appreciation Month, and so thank you for your service. Yeah, the state park, Friends of the State Park, is a unique organization. We're a nonprofit. Our whole mission is to support activities and equipment and kinds of things that maybe the state park doesn't always get all the time, and to open up doors for people in the community to come in and volunteer in the park and be part of this really great asset on the Emerald Coast. It's a wonderful place. So we have membership for people who want to join us, and membership is relatively inexpensive. It's $35 a year for a general membership, or a contributor can come in for $100 a year, or a patron for $250, a benefactor, and then the altruist can come in for $1,000, which we had three people this year come in to give us $1,000 to contribute to what we're doing in the park. So mm-hmm. It's a very exciting process that goes on. And by the way, all the money that we get from memberships or contributions stays in the park. Every cent we get stays here. We do all sorts of things, and I'll explain them in a bit. But important to note that money, that membership, stays here in the park, and we use it judiciously.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important to feel not only your contribution to your local area, but to know that the organization that you're contributing to also cares about the same values, about keeping the money to support your local things 100%, which is just so great. Now, can you tell me about like one or two projects that y'all have done to support the state park?
We have just completed a fundraising that is probably one of the most exciting things that's happened in the park for a really long time. When Hurricane Michael came, it pretty much destroyed the children's playgrounds. It was not only Hurricane Michael, but years and years of use and just wear and tear. So what the Friends of the Park decided to do was to rebuild the playground. The playground, to build a playground today is very, very expensive. It's a big project. We went out and we got contributions from the community. We got quite a few contributions from the community, but we also took the time to put in applications for grants. We received a grant from the St. Joe Community Foundation for $96,000.
That's enormous.
That's awesome.
That's incredible. And that goes to the other money we raised to restore the children's park. It is a fabulous opportunity for us and for the kids and the parents who come to the park. We signed a contract a week or two ago, and we will now be waiting for all the construction kinds of stuff to go on. It's an amazing opportunity for us in the community.
It is certainly, and it's wonderful to see the support from not only individuals who will make use of the playground, but also the businesses and the foundations mm-hmm. that have been in the area for so long, that have these kind of support branches to donate like this. It's reassuring to see this kind of support.
It is, and it. However, there's another problem. I go to a grocery store or a big store, and sometimes I say, "Do you know about the park? Do you know about Friends of the Park?" And people say, "Well, where is the park? What are Friends of the Park?" Mm-hmm. So our job as board members of the Friends of the Park is to help educate our community about who we are and where the park is. And everybody knows, we think, where the park is, but everybody doesn't know where the park is. So part of our job as a board is to educate the people, and that's one of the reasons I thank you for letting us come in here today, because you are doing a service to the community and to the state park. And membership is a opportunity to volunteer, to come and help us do things. For example, we support opportunities like the marathon. We get our volunteers from the Friends of the State Park to give out water. I mean, that may not seem like a big thing, but it is a big thing because you need people to do that.
You're talking about the Ironman.
Yes, the marathons. Ironman. Yeah, and then some 10Ks that come through every once in a while. And that's a community involvement, and is very important to us.
Certainly. And we're going to talk in a moment. We're going to take a quick break. Well, we're going to come back with Mr. David Brooks, the Vice President of the Friends of St. Andrews State Park, and talk about some, you know, more individual volunteer opportunities that y'all have available, you know, how you can contribute for your community. All right after a quick break here on The Mix.